Okay, we're about to begin the sugya of when exactly Avelus begins. So the Gemara tells us in a few places that was Machlekes HaTanaim when Avelus begins, even though the Gemara is speaking specifically about Kviyas Hamita, about turning over the beds, which really isn't all that much noy bizman hazeh, but we're going to assume, for at least for now, this applies to the other Yisur Avelus. It's a little bit questionable whether that's true, but it's just for our purposes, we're going to assume that it's true. That Machlekes HaTanaim between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, when exactly Avelus begins. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Mishiyetze mipesach beiso, once the mace is taken out of the house, that's the Tchilas Avelus. And Rabbi Yeshua says, Mistimus Agarlo. So needless to say, Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara says we're always going to paskin, just about always, four exceptions, we're going to paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. So we paskin clear that Avelus begins at Stimus Agoyla. What's unclear is what exactly is Stimus Agoyla mean. So Rashi in a few places writes that the word Goylel refers to the Kisei of the Aron. So therefore Stimus Agoyla means when you close the Aron. So according to Rashi, that's the simple Pshan Rashi, is that as soon as you close the Aron, that's already the Tchilas Avelus, even though you're nowhere near the point of Kavura per se. So the Ramban understood this pshat b'das Rashi, and then the Ramban got himself into trouble because of this pshat, because the Gemara seems to present a little bit of a girsa problem. The Gemara later on might come, but the Gemara seems to present that the Zman of Rabbi Eliezer comes before the Zman of Rabbi Yeshua. So the Ramban asks, well, wait a second, Rashi is right, that Stimus Agoyla means when you close the Aron, and closing the Aron is usually done in the house. So you're closing, let's say, in a funeral place, whatever you're doing the Stimus Aron. So if you understand that Rashi Shita is that Stimus Aron has nothing to do with the Kavur per se, that it can be done much, much earlier. So Pasha, that's done before the Shiatza Meis Pesach Beisels. In the olden days, they used to do the Tara in the house. So the Gemara seems to present that first comes Yetzias HaMeis Mipesach Abayis, and then comes Stimus HaGolo later. According to Rashi, it seems to be out of water. So that would force the Ramban to say that we have to modify Shittas Rashi. And Rashi says that Stimus HaGolo is considered to be the Stimus HaAron. So that's not always true, says the Ramban. That's only true, first of all, if you have an Aron. If there's no Aron, so then there's nothing to talk about. So then obviously the Avelus isn't going to start until much later, until the time of Kavura. But says the Ramban, even if you do have an Aron, it's not necessarily true that the closing of the Aron constitutes the beginning of the Avelus. That's only when you close the Aron, when that's going to be the permanent Aron. Let's say sometimes they'll put a mace on an Aron just for the purpose of transporting, like they do to Eretz Yisrael. So if somebody dies here, so when they take the mace on the plane, so they put them into an Aron, and then when they get to Eretz Yisrael, they take the mace out of the Aron, because in Eretz Yisrael, they bury without an Aron. So that type of Aron that's just being done temporarily, the Ramban claims, even Rashi would agree, that's not considered to be the Stimus HaGoylo. So since the Ramban is forced to learn, according to Rashi, there are some scenarios where Stimus HaAron Babayis is not really considered to be a Stimus HaGoylo, so that's how you can be Miyash of the Gemara in the end of Ma'akot. So that which the Gemara in Ma'akot says that sometimes you can have a situation where Yetzia Mipesach Abayis comes first, the Rabbi Eliezer's man is the earliest man, that's sometimes true and sometimes not true. The Gemara didn't say Chayk Lo Yava, that's always true. The Gemara just said that sometimes it's true that Rabbi Eliezer's man comes before Rabbi Yeshua. So basically this is the Shittas Ramban B'das Rashi, that Stimus HaGoylo means Stimus HaAron basically by bias, but it's not always true that if there's no Aron, then there's nothing to talk about. And even if there is an Aron, if it's just a temporary Aron, then also that's not going to be Kaveh and Hochas Avelus. So the Shach claims that the Ramban totally misunderstood Rashi. The Shach is a Dagobah Gemara, literally. The Gemara at the end of Masechta Shabbos, where the Gemara uses the phrase Stimus HaGoyel in a context that seems not to be referring to Stimus HaAron Ba'abayis. Rather, the Shach says what Rashi means is like this. It means Stimus HaAron Bekever. It means that the mace is already it's in the grave, and it's in the Aron, even though you didn't start the Kavur yet, you didn't start putting dirt on top of the Aron, just the fact that the Aron is closed up, and it's inside the grave already, so that's considered to be the point of Stimus HaGoyel according to Rashi. So Machlek is the Shach and the Ramban Alibi the Rashi. The man how you slice it, most of the Rishonim probably didn't hold like Rashi, that Tosfos quotes from Rabbeinu Tam, and most of the other Rishonim assume that Stimus HaGoyel, the word Goyel doesn't even mean the Aron. They have Rais and Chustum Vitar. We're leaving out the details also in the beginning of Ksubis. So we may have gone through that Tosfos Barichos and Daf Daled. But basically, most of the Rishonim assume like Tosfos that the word Goyel doesn't even mean the Aron. The word Goyel means the Evan Api HaKever. It means the stone that they put on top of the Kever. There's a little bit of a question in the Rishonim. Is that the modern day equivalent of the Matseva? That Aron is just as a marker that people will know where the mace is buried? Or that was like that was like the Golos Evan HaGdola Pia Be'er. That means it was a big stone that was thrown on like the finish to Kavura. It wasn't Mataris Matseva. It's a little bit unclear in the Rishonim what exactly this the Evan Apia Kever that the Rabbeinu Tam was referring to. But I'll call upon him. But for sure, it's not referring to. It's not, nothing to do with Stimus Aron. It has to do with the Stimus HaKever, which is basically the final the Makom HaPatish on the Kavura per se. So for this reason, that Tosfos is right. Sometimes you don't put that Evan Apia Kever. especially if you hold that the goal that Rabbi Tam is referring to is Matzeva. Sometimes Matzeva isn't put on for 6 months, a year later. So what's the point of Stimus HaGolah if there is no Evan Gedolah Piha Kever? So that's what the Rishonim basically write when you finish the Kvura. That's the whole idea of the Stimus HaGolah, according to Rabbi Tam, is that that's the Kvura. So whenever you've called it quits for the day, that's considered to be the Kvura. So that's considered to be the point of Stimus HaGolah. But even within Shitas Rabbi Tam, which seems to be the opinion of most of the Rishonim, that and again, we're not dealing with the Evan per se, because we don't really have the Evan, and even if we have a Matzeva, the Matzeva is not put on until later, so we're talking about the Kvura proper. There's also somewhat of an ambiguity in the Rishonim. At what precise point in the Kvura does the Avelis actually begin, according to Shittas HaTosfos? So some Rishonim seem to present it as the Gemar HaKvura. That means, Mamash, when you finish, it means it's totally finished when you make the little mound on top. That's considered to be the Stimus HaGoel, according to the way some present it. Others seem to say that once you start off the Kvura, you don't need the Gemar HaKvura. Once you already have dirt, which is thrown on top of the Yaron, so that's good enough, even though you didn't technically finish the entire Kvura. They'll have a little bit of enough Kamina. So it's a couple of minutes. It takes a few minutes to finish the Kvura. So that, if you assume Allah like Taisus, that the modern day equivalent of Stimus HaGadol is the Kvura, does that mean the Tchilas HaKvura? Does that mean the Sofa Kvura? I don't even think that. I think it means just Hashlachas Offer, just a little bit of dirt. That's what the Magen Avraham seems to say. The Magen Avraham in Siman Ayin Aleph and Arachayim, Lagabi Aninos, so the Magen Avraham writes that as soon as you start to throw dirt on the top of the Aron, that's the Gemar HaAninos. That's when the Aronim become Chayiv Mitzvahs at that point. So that's not necessarily an indication that the Avelos starts. We've already seen that sometimes there may be a break between the Gemar HaAninos and the Tchilas Avelos. So some wanted to bring a raya from the Magen Avraham. And the Magen Avraham says that at the time they start throwing the dirt on, that's considered to be the Gemar HaAninos. So then by definition, that's considered to be the Tchilas Avelos. And others said no, that maybe Lagabe Gemar HaAninos, that's enough. Once you already got the ball rolling, once you're already doing the Kvura per se, so then the Onanim take a step back. Usually what happens is the relatives put a little bit of dirt on, then they step back, and everybody else does the rest of the job. So they've basically been Isaac. They finished their Isaac MMA. So maybe that's all the Magen Avraham meant, is that the Aninus ends at that point, but it's not really considered to be the Tchilas HaAvelos. So it's somewhat unclear la halacha. It's not such a big nafkamina. It's just a nafkamina in those few minutes. So my nafkamina, what are the people going to do at that point? Nafkamina for shoes. And nafkamina, at what point precisely should the Avelim take off the shoes? Assuming that they're wearing the shoes up until that point, which we'll see in a later year, maybe that's wrong. But assuming for now that they're wearing the shoes when they go to the Beis HaKvaros, so then as soon as the Avelos begin, so that's when the halacha requires them to take off the shoes. So what precise moment in time does that take place? So if you assume, again, we're forgetting about Rashi, for now we're assuming like Taisus, like most of the Rishonim, so does that mean as soon as they start to throw dirt, they're available, the first thing have to go pull off the shoes? Or do you say no, until the end of the Kvura? So even that in and of itself is also not really enough Kamin al-Allah, because the poskim write Mi'ikra Din that in the base of Kavaras itself, they really don't have to take off the shoes, because that's like Holich Baderach. Because when we get to the Din of Ninos HaSandal a little bit later on, we'll see that an Ovel doesn't have to take off his shoes if he happens to be walking in the street, because it's very uncomfortable. He's going to get hurt. It's dirty. There are stones, there are rocks, whatever. He's going to hurt his feet there. So technically speaking, for those couple of minutes, he's really putter from Ninos HaSandal, so it's hard to tell. So when all the dust settles, it's also not clear exactly at what point does the Avelos begin. Rashi, we're not sure according to Rashi when the Avelos begins. According to the Ramban's version of Rashi, it starts at the Stimus HaOron B'Bayis. According to the Shach's version of Rashi, it starts at the Stimus HaOron B'Soch HaKever. And according to Rabbi Natam, it starts at the Stimus HaGoyla, which means the Tchilas, the Stimus HaEven, which doesn't exist with Manazeh. So the next best thing we have is the Kvur itself. And even now we're not sure exactly at precisely what moment it starts. To make matters even more confusing, we're not even sure we pass in Halacha. Do we pass in like Rashi? Do we pass like Rabbeinu Tam? So even though most of the Rishonim seem to side with Rabbeinu Tam, there is a very ambiguous statement to the Shulchan Aruch, which is quoting a Ma'aseh Shehayah from the days of the Rishonim, a Ma'aseh of Rabbeinu Klonimus, that there was a particular individual in the days of Balei HaTosfos, Rabbeinu Klonimus, who was Niftar. And he died at a time when they were in the middle of wars. In the Middle Ages, they used to have crusades and wars. They had sieges all the time. So the town was under siege, so they couldn't go out to the Beis HaKvaros. They couldn't bury him. So what did they do? So they took his body, they put it in an urn, they put it in a room somewhere, and they left it, basically. So this could have gone on for a long time. So at what point did the Avelos begin? So the Rishonim Paskin at that time, that the Avelos begins at that point. Once they put the mace into the Aron, they put him into the room, even though they didn't do an actual Kvura, that's the time of when Avelos begins. So the question is, how does that story fit into this picture, into this Machlekes? So the Bach picked up on that story, and the Bach says, you see from that story that the Rishonim were assuming, those Rishonim were assuming that Psach, Rashi. That's basically Rashi Shita. You put it into the Aron, and that's it. And Stimus HaGoel, you're not going to open up the Aron anymore. That's considered to be the Tchilas HaAvelos. So it's not Rabbeinu Tam. There's no Evan. There's no Kvura. and that's considered to be enough to start out Aveilus. And the Bach points out that in Shulchan Aruch we paskin like this, that the Mechaber quotes the story of Rabbeinu Klonimus. So the Bach says it's a little bit strange because the Minhag HaOlam is usually not like this under normal circumstances. So we don't start Aveilus at the time of Rashi's putting the mace into an urn in the house. We usually wait until much later, usually until the time of the Kippur itself. So says the Bach, he's not sure what's going on exactly. On the one hand, the Minhag HaOlam is under normal circumstances that we're following Rabbeinu Tam's version of Stimus HaGoelol, some degree of Rabbeinu Tam's version, yet when it came to the Ma'is of Rabbeinu Klonimus, which is accepted by Halacha and Shulchan Aruch, that if you can't do a Kvurus, then you start the Aveilus from the time of Stimus HaGoelol, how does that fit in? So the Bach says, Al-Korach, the answer to this problem is that Me'ika Me'ika didn't really pass like Rashi. And the only reason why our Minhag has become not to start Aveilus from the time of Stimus HaOrim Bebayis is because it's too confusing, says the Bach, that the Orim is going to make a mistake, because Haraya, the Ramban himself said that there are different chilukim, if it's a permanent Orim, not a permanent Orim, is there an Orim, is there no Orim, it's so tzemish, people are, Hilchos Aveilus is confusing enough anyway. So the Bach writes a strange thing, he writes that the Minhag HaOlam became, in effect, to push off the Aveilus a little bit, it means Me'ika Me'ika Adin, you can really start the Aveilus earlier, and if it starts early, it may end earlier. But says the Bach, the Olam was noyig not that way under normal circumstances. But push comes to shove, if your mamish stuck, that you're not going to have a kavur for another 6 months, so then b'shas adchak, so it could be ever done. Then you have to rely on what the ikra din is, and the ikra din is like shittas Rashi. So it's a very strange understanding of the Bach. The Bach is assuming that me'ikim ikra din, we really hold that stimus agol is nesina sa hameis besocha oran and stimus aoran dibayis. Pilei ploim the shittas Bach. Because if that would be true, if we really hold that way, so then this would do a sin for all the Kohanim. Because the Maseches Smacha says is that a Kohen is only allowed to become Tameh until the point of Stimus HaGoelol. Once the Kavur is over, then the Mason, let's say a Kohen wants to go visit his father's grave 6 months later. He's not allowed to do that. He's only allowed to be Matameh for his relative, Bishas, Kavur, up until the point of Kavura. So what's considered to be the point of Kavura? So the Lashon that the Halacha uses is Stimus HaGoelol. So if the Bach is right, that Stimus HaGoelol Me'ikra Din means like Rashi, once the mace is put into a aron and closed up and not going to be opened anymore, so that would be crazy. Bismanazes. It means a relative could never come to his kohen, could never come to his relative's levaya, because the mace was already sealed up when they did the tahara. They're not opening up it anymore. So that would be stimus agol. So technically, havelus started. So technically, the hetatuma is over. So that would be a disaster. Bismanazes. We don't pass like this Bach. So what is pshat that in the Shulchan Aruch? So the Shach says that can't be the pshat. The Shach for sure can't hold that pshat. Why? Because the Shach said even Rashi wouldn't have said that. Because the Shach held his pshat in Rashi. Even Rashi held that Nesina Sa'orim Besoch HaBayis is garnished. So obviously the Shach has to have a different pshat in the story of Rabbeinu Klonimus. The Shach says, no, the answer is very, very pashat. He says, in a situation where you're planning on doing a kavura, then of course we paskin that the kavura is what begins the Aveilus. Here, there could be there was never going to be a kavura because there was a crusade going on outside. There were a time of war. It could be this body was going to stay there for 50 years. It could be the whole town was going to be destroyed. So says the Shach, if you don't know there's ever going to be a kavura, so that's like Nisyashim of the kavura. That's something which we're going to get to a little bit later on, hopefully later today, about if you have a situation where you're not even planning on doing a kavura, Nisyashim of the kavura, you gave up hope for the body, so then the Aveila starts right then and there, even without a kavura. So says the Shach, Manaf Kamina, whether you don't have a body, or Manaf Kamina, whether you have a body, but you can't bury it, because the Goyim are blocking you from going outside to the base of Kavaras. So the Shach says, that's the Gedra Din of the story of Rabbeinu Klonimus. So that story of Rabbeinu Klonimus says absolutely no light on normal practical halacha. So halacha l'maisa, we assume like the Shach, we don't assume like the Bach. We assume halacha l'maisa that the Aveilus Lasbeter is Vadai at the time of Kvura. We're not exactly sure whether it's the beginning of Kvura or the end of Kvura. That's somewhat subject for debate. Again, not too nafkamina l'maisa anyway. But in terms of the Aveilus starting earlier, so that we assume is not true. And that's why the Minhag HaOlam is that the Kohanim, of course, go to the Levayas of their relatives until the point of Stimus HaGoelol. So then they're permitted to be Metamin l'maisa. Yeah, I mean, Kohanim. Would a Kohanim be mechuyev? Yeah, at that point, would a Kohanim be mechuyev to run out? I don't think the Kohanim do that. I think they hang around. So maybe that's okay. Maybe they may. It's still openable?
Yeah.
Yes, it's always openable.
To what?
It's not like a board. It's like an unhinged or something.
Yeah. I don't know, Stimus Masmerim is so chayk b'layav, Mestama Stimus Masmerim just means when you're not going to open it anymore. Mestama, once Chevek Kedisha finishes, once they finish the Tara, they close it. They're not opening it anymore, no? What about that? No. That I know, no, but that's after, that's at what point?
It's right before they have the
Oh, mamish, at that point they do it. No. Most places require an identification. When they do the ID, they do a mamish. You have to.
You do it before they start the Hesmaidim.
Yeah. Really? I thought they do it before the Tara.
No? Right before they take it out of the hearse, yeah. Give it to the guys.
Yeah.
They open it to make sure
that. Well, okay. Sorry, I got it wrong. I was under the impression they do it before the Tara. Yeah? Okay.
In Detroit, they used to do it before the Tara.
Yeah. Really? Then the chilufim minhagim. I don't know. That's okay. Well, chazavelus. Okay. So you know chenami, right? So you want to tie into that? So you want to tie into l'chapen afkamin according to the sheet that okay according to the sheet that we don't pasken like without Rashi, so l'chapen afkamin. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. And at that point, make a shura for the zakina to get into an air conditioned car or Detroit to get into a warm car home. And then we would finish the shura. Which means we would have the cottage and the shura, because a lot of times the mother's not going to go and her son's not with her. So we'd have him sit at the cottage. We would take them out at that point. And we only did that for her health.
That's a mistake for harp. I mean, the Avela's thoughts for harp, but that's like Achzaras Panim. That's in a certain sense. That's like Madrisu Apaicha. So we're going to get to the next thing. I mean, then you get into Labai's problems. I mean, in terms of. And Afkamina Lagabe, what? Lagabe, where the shoes, Mechuv, take off. Kaddish, you could say. I mean, it's not going to be an Afkamina in terms of days. I mean, can you do the Nicham Avela for her? I mean, in theory, it would be enough kamina for it could potentially be enough. Yeah, most of the time it's not like that. Usually, the grave diggers are they're gone already, way before the sun goes down. So usually, if it's not as that, not enough kamina for that. Eretz Yisrael could be in theory enough kamina. Yeah, and is that the stamma? Could they make a bavel that you're allowed to assume, like the mekilim who say that the avelus already starts? You can already start off the avelus now. Yes, so what I'm saying is that according to the simple pshat in the Magen Avraham, even before that the Avela starts, that's what some Balskim say, Does the Pei Baruch Yevizim Achriya, he quotes? No? Anyone look? Anyone see?
The issue is,
Shulchan Aruch uses No, he's saying over here, he's saying the issue of Pidin is, what's really the Kvura Lagabi this Adlacha? There are dinim of Kvura, that you have to do a Kvura for a certain amount has to be covered, but the question is, for this Halacha, Tchilas Havelos, so maybe Stimus Agala, once you start the Shlachas offer, that's also good enough. Because the Magen Avraham does say that Aninus ends at that point. It could take some time.
Raining,
it could take time, snowy, rain, it could take a while.
You can't do it.
Right. Okay, yeah. Give me a few minutes, okay. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
The problem is it's a half an hour
then. Right, 100%, yeah. Stam yesh lachol on that.
Didn't she
disagree with Tom?
He said that there's two
different ways of understanding Rabbeinu Tam,
or just the one way that he's the end of the entire.
No, that's not clear. Even within the Rishonim, some Rishonim seem to present Rabbeinu Tam. What's the Lashon? The Torah is a Lashon. Who's on the Lashon of the Torah? They quote the. It's in Shin, where are we? Shin Ayin Hey, right? So the Torah has a Lashon at the beginning of Shin Ayin Hey. What does he say? Lashon like this, that Rabbi Tam Pirish Golu Evan Shenelson like Kevin Malamal Levchein Pirish Golim Kozman Shearn Magula Ein Morolat Shenelson Bekuch or Bekever VeYistom PM BaAvonim Of Menusarim LaFima Shedarken BeKvura. That someone to be medayik means whatever the minig is to do. So whatever is considered to be the end of the kvura. V'chein kasav yedan rosh achash nigmar v'nistam stima sakever. Yeah, nigmar. He uses the lashon darkum b'kvura nigmar. Someone to be medayik. What? He quotes like the tour. You need the whole thing. Yeah, and he quotes on who disagrees. They quote that Magen Avraham, right?
Yeah, they said the Magen Avraham is so.
Only.
Because the Magen Avraham, then he quotes people say that only.
Only the guy be aninus. Yeah, not the guy be velus. I don't know.
So say
they're considered all those people who they'll just leave the casket on top of the grave and then they'll leave before they let the grave diggers do everything. So those people, obviously, if you're the rabbi and you can't get them to do that much. But
that's at least, no, Avelis will stop for them because that's Achzaras Panim. It's low gar from the people who go to the airport and then turn back.
Well, I guess they know. It's not that they're Dyson on land.
No, you mean, it's also ear, you mean. It's a shot of elsewhere. Yeah, okay, so we'll see. That's going to lead us into the next topic. So maybe when we finish the next topic, we'll be able to go back to this topic. But, okay, so the Gemara tells us in my Katan that notwithstanding the fact that normally Avelis starts the Stimus Hagoylo, sometimes you have a situation where the people or somebody else is not even involved in Stimus Hagoylo. So what's the luck of the mace is being taken to another town? So the Gemara says, Mechad Risu Apaychel, Mitzachzor is punim. Once the Avelim turn around from the mace, they're not being Isaac in the mace anymore, that's considered to be the Tchilas Avelis. So there was a major machlekes Rishonim, maybe according to some Rishonim it was a machlekes, according to others it wasn't, but there seemed to be a major machlekes Rishonim how to understand Pshat and this din. One of the parameters of this halacha that Achzaras Panim is considered to be the Tchilas Avelos. So the Ramban claims that this din only applies if they're sending the mace off on a far trip. If they're maces, but also a year, and then just the Avelim are lazy, or for whatever reason, the minig is they don't go to the Beis HaKvaros, like in Yerushalayim, so the Avelim are not going to the Beis HaKvaros. So comes Ramban and says, well, maybe Yerushalayim may be different, and they're really not going to go. But let's say Stam the Avelim aren't making it to the Beis HaKvaros that day. So the Ramban says, that's not really Achzaras Panim. Achzaras Panim is only when they're sending him off the Derech Rechaika. And what's the lumdus in that? So the Ramban relates this to a din that we'll get to a little bit later, hopefully, about Nisyashim Milakavro. That same idea that you can have a veilus beginning without an actual Tvura, as long as it's the Gemar Hadavar, as long as everything is over, basically, and the Avelim are done with what they're planning on doing, so then the Tchilas Avelus begins. So normally, Stimus Agrel is considered to be the point of Gemar Hadavar. Sometimes if you don't have a body, so then Nisyashim Milakavro is the Gemar Hadavar. And says the Ramban, if you have a body, but you're not planning on doing anything else with this body, you're turning around back home, that's also like Nisyashim Milakavro, so that's considered to be the Gemar Hadavar. But says the Ramban, but what if you're in the same city, and you just didn't get to the Beis HaKvaros yet? So the Ramban says that he doesn't think that's called Nisyashim Milakavro, since you can hop over there in 5 minutes from now, it's not Goma Belibo that you're not going to go there anymore, so he's under the impression, says the Ramban, he doesn't think that would constitute Hachzaras Panim that the Gemara is referring to, and therefore, when would the Lavela start? So even though you didn't go to the Beis HaKvaros, the Lavela would start at the time of Kfur. That's the Ramban's idea. But the Ramban is Maida that the Bahag disagrees with what he said. Why? Because the Bahag gave the following tzior, that you had a situation where they were trying to bury somebody in Erev Yontif, and it was getting late, and they were afraid if they don't finish the Kvura before Yontif, and then the din is that a Kovim Mesa Beregel has to observe the whole Shiva after Yontif. If a Kovim Mesa Kodim Beregel, so as long as you're knowing Avelis for 1 minute before Yontif, Yontif cancels the whole thing. So they were pushing, trying to make sure to get the Kvura in before Yontif starts. The problem was they didn't have enough time. So what did they do? So they the Bahag says what you could do is like this, is that send the Goyim to do it, because the din is that you're allowed to do a Kvura right, they goyim even on Yontif itself. So let the hand over the aron to the goyim. Let the goyim finish up the kvura, and the avelim should turn back. The avelim should come, turn around from the basic verse and come back home and start to get ready for Yontif. So comes the Bahag and says, and that's okay. Why? Because even though the kvura technically doesn't happen until after Teis Kechavim, but since the avelim were machse peneiam ibiod yahim, so Achzaras Panim is considered to be the tchilas avela. So in effect, the tchilas avela started before Yontif. So Yontif comes and cancels the entire shiva. That was the Bahag's etza. So comes the Ramban and says that he can't accept the state of the Bahag. Why? Because it flies in the face of what his yisayit is. His yisayit is that Achzaras Panim only makes sense when they're going on a far trip. Here, they're not going on a far trip. They're 5 minutes away. It's in the same city. So that's not considered to be Achzaras Panim. That's the Ramban's aura that it seems to be he's willing to take on the Bahag. So the problem is the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Ramban's Lashon. The Shulchan Aruch says that the din of Achzaras Panim only applies when you shalech es ameis l'derech rechaika. But then the Shulchan Aruch himself later on quotes the din of the Bahag. So how do you miashim the two? The Ramban himself said that there was a machlekes. So the Dovah Mervav, the Nevi'ud in his notes on the side of the Shulchan Aruch and his kuntres Dovah Mervav. So he wants to be miashiv the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. He wanted to make shalom when the Rishonim themselves didn't make shalom. The Ramban himself said that he disagrees with the Bahag. So the Dovah Mervav says no, that you can be miashiv both psakim together. It's not a stira. Why? This idea that the Ramban is saying that there's a difference between the Isa'ir and Derech Rechaik, what is Halacha Moshe Mesinai? What's the Isa'ir? And the Ramban's name was Moshe, but that's not what it means. What's Pshat? The Pshat is that is that the svar is this yashir lekavro. That's what everything depends on. That the idea is that avelus begins when the esek and ameses is over. So the Ramban is just telling you that normally the only time we can make that statement that the esek and ameses is over is only when you have achzar aspanim and derech echayka. But if it's derech kreivitz and the esek here, so just because right now they turned around, it's not a dead giveaway that they're not going to come back. They may change their mind and come back 5 minutes later. In the case of the Bahag, where they're getting ready to go to Shul for Yontif, the whole point of this whole wild plan was in order that the Avela should start, that Yontif should cancel the Avela, so the Avela can go home and go daven Meir for Yontif. So says the Yehuda, obviously the Avela aren't planning on going back, so even though the basic verse is across the street, they're going to Shul to daven, they're going to sit down by the Seder on Pesach night. They're not planning on going back to the basic verse. So says the Yehuda, B'chiyah Gavna, even in effect the Ramban himself could be Meir. The Ramban himself happened not to have been Meir. But in theory, the Ramban could have been made to this Pesach of the Bahag. So, upon him, there is the Yisoid HaDavar is that even according to Nedim Yehuda, the Yisoid HaDavar basically is that the idea of Achzaras Panim is really Alpi Halacha, the equivalent of Nisyah Hashem Lekavro. When the Gemara gives the dinim in the Bavli of Achzaras Panim, it's only one line in the Gemara, so the Gemara gives the impression that sometimes you can have a situation where some of the relatives are Machzir Pneim and others are not. Let's say, in the case of the Gemara, they were taking the Aron from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, so maybe some of the Avelim weren't accompanying the Aron and others were staying behind. So the Gemara doesn't seem to have any qualms about some people starting the Avelis at one point and other people starting the Avelis at another point. It means the Avelim who are going with the Aron, so the Stomach, they're gonna be there at the base of Kvara, so they're going to start at Stimus Agailo, they're going to start at the Kvura itself, they're going to start Avelis. I don't know, how long does it take to walk from Babel to Eretz Yisrael? I don't know. Check. So it's going to be a while. Some will take a few days at least. So yeah, the Nochinami, that some of the relatives are going to start their avelos a week later, and some of the avelos are going to be finished with their avelos before the second group starts. So yeah, that's what the Gemara sounds like. It says that's not a problem. Some people start Achzaras Panim, and some people start at the time of Kavura. So comes Taisus and other Rishonim and Kori Rishalmi that throws a monkey wrench into this. There is a sugya, a famous sugya of Gadol Habayis. This is the sugya of Gadol Habayis is probably the most difficult sugya in Hilchos Avelos, as Josh Martin coined the term so beautifully. This is the Vestas of Hilchos Avelos. Those are in the Nidus Yerim. So hopefully towards the end of this week we'll get to the real McCoy stuff of Gadol Habayis. This is the easy stuff. This is the prelude to Gadol Habayis. The real heavy duty stuff is later on. So I strongly recommend everyone get ahead in the Marim Mekomis, because there's a shach that's a mile long and following a rabban, which was 2 miles long, about Gadol Habayis, and it's confusing also. So try to don't fall behind at the end of this week in Marim Mekomis. So if you're ready, fall behind. So you started already?
No.
So this is the easy part. This is the fun and games part of Gadol Habayis. And even this is a little bit confusing. Yeah, Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi that says that Gadol Habayis plays a role there also. The Bavli does not have Gadol Habayis here. The Bavli has Gadol Habayis in a totally different story. But the Yerushalmi has Gadol Habayis there also. What does the Yerushalmi say? So Yerushalmi seems to say that we don't like this idea of different people starting different times of Avelis. Sometimes you're stuck. Sometimes you have such a situation. But sometimes we try to avoid it. What does it mean we try to avoid it? When you have, within a family, you have a Gadol Habayis, you have a Gadol Mishpach, Gadol Habayis, different terms that the Rishonim use. You have a Gadol Habayis, you have someone who's clearly the leader of the pack. He's clearly the leader of the family. So there's a Din in Hilchos Avelis that sometimes his count of Avelis is going to affect other people's counts also. That everyone's going to be bottled to the Gadol Habayis. So we'll see, hopefully, in details, when this applies, when it doesn't apply, who is the Gadol Habayis? Do we even have Gadol Habayis bisman hazeh? But the Rishami talks about the possibility of Gadol Habayis, and the Rishami plugs it into this din also. So the Rishami seems to say as follows, that you have this halacha that some people are starting from now and some people are starting some later, that's why there's no Gadol Habayis. But if there's a Gadol Habayis, then everybody follows the Gadol Habayis. So it's unclear in the Yerushalmi what exactly the ramifications of that statement are. It's unclear whether we even pass like the Yerushalmi. But even aniach that we do follow this Yerushalmi, what in the world was the Yerushalmi talking about? What was the scenario that the Yerushalmi was referring to? So there are a whole different opinions in the group of different opinions in the Rishonim, which a lot of it is based on different girsos. So what exactly the Yerushalmi said? So basically, we're going to go through the amkas of each girsa, just basically to go through the different permutations lahalacha, what may be noveh from this Yerushalmi. So the problem with the Yerushalmi is that after the Yerushalmi makes the statement that you always follow the Gadol Habayis in these types of shailas, the Yerushalmi says, and you always go l'chumrah, which is very strange, even though normally you go l'kula l'chumrah l'velus. So here the Yerushalmi says, you always go l'chumrah. So what does that mean? So the way our girsa in the Yerushalmi is, that Taisus, at least half of the Taisus had that girsa, but our official girsa in the Yerushalmi reads this follows. That it's usually, we assume the following, that to start Avelus later, that's considered to be a Chumrah, because that means you're still going to be sitting Shiva for another couple of days. To those people who start Avelus at the time of Achzaras Panim, that's a good thing. We want the Avelim to already get the ball rolling, get the show on the road, to start the Avelus earlier. If you're going to schlep them out and say you can't start Avelus for another 2-3 days, that's a bad thing. That's a Chumrah. So that's what Agish and Rishami says as follows. That if the Gadol HaBayis goes with the Aron, so then the Gadol HaBayis is clearly going to have to start his Avelus later. He's not going to start the Avelus until the Kvura, so that's going to cause a Chumrah for the people who are staying behind. Normally, we would think the people who are staying behind, once they turn around from the Aron, they're allowed to start Avelus right now. So comes the Yerushalmi, throws a Chumrah at you. Comes the Yerushalmi and says, no, that the people who stay behind are not allowed to start the Avelus now because they're tafel to the Gadol HaBayis, and therefore the Chumrah Nebuch, they're in limbo for the next 3 days. They're nishta here, and they only get to start their Avelus 3 days later. That's one version of what the Rishami said. So that means you follow the Gadol HaBayis, but you only follow the Gadol HaBayis, the Chumrah. What the flip side would mean, according to this gear. So let's say it's the Gadol HaBayis who is staying behind. So then the Gadol HaBayis is starting his Avelus at the time of Achzaras Panim, and now the other relatives, the kids who are going along, the non-Gadol HaBayis who are going along, so they have to start the Avelus later. So they want to say, no, we want to follow the Gadol HaBayis. Tough luck, you can't do that. That's what Yerushalmi says. The din of Gadol HaBayis only works against you, it doesn't work for you. So Gadol HaBayis works as a Chumrah to make people start the Avelus later, bust of the Gadol HaBayis, but Gadol HaBayis will not work in for you to let the Avelus start early. That's what our Gersa in the Rishami is. So other Rishonim did not have that Gersa. Other Rishonim had the Gersa in the Rishami that Gadol HaBayis works in both directions. That means that the Gadol HaBayis is the one who goes along, so then he makes the people who stay behind start their Avelus later. If the Gadol HaBayis is the one who stays behind, so then he enables the people who go along to start their Avelus earlier. So the question is, how do you understand that statement? How could it be that the Gadol HaBayis is going to work with Kula? So the Rosh seems to say, yeah, Nachinami. The Yerushalmi doesn't say that. That's the big pell on the Rosh. The Yerushalmi says Gadol HaBayis only works the Chumrah, and the Rosh seems to ignore that line of the Yerushalmi. It's a strange statement of the Rosh. So the way the Rosh learns Pshat the Yerushalmi is that everything follows the Gadol HaBayis. That the only time you can have a situation where two people are having different cheshbonos, that's if there's no Gadol HaBayis here. But if there's a Gadol HaBayis, so that the Gadol HaBayis stays behind, so then everybody starts from Achzaras Panim. And everyone's going to end. It means the people who are going on the Kvur, they're going to end their Avelus after 2-3 days. And if the Gadol HaBayis goes along, so then everybody has to be machmir to start following the Gadol HaBayis. So far we have two pshatim. So the first pshat is Agir's in the Rishalmi, that you only follow Gadol HaBayis l'chumra. Then you have the Rosh's pshat, that you follow Gadol HaBayis bein l'chula bein l'chumra. You mean if what? According to where's the Gadol HaBayis?
The Gadol HaBayis
is traveling. So according to, so far, both of these opinions, the people who are staying behind have not yet saw the Avelus. So are they Onanim? So it may depend on Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, for sure they're not Onanim anymore because they're in another city. So they're Mestam, for sure not Onanim. Even according to the Rosh, would they lose their Aninus? What does he say?
Ramban said.
What does Ramban say?
It's not low, no less than
a Mesura Katafim. Oh, the Ramban right. Says it's like Mesura Katafim. Right. But assuming, right. Okay. Right. It means even this is the Nebuchadnezzar Mesura Katafim. Right. No, they're not available yet. Right. They're on hold. Right. The Aninus is over, but the Avelus didn't start yet. Right. So far these are the two pshatim in the Rishonim. Then Tosfos has a razzle-dazzle pshat. Tosfos says that the pshat is like this, that Gadol HaBayis plays a role in both directions, namely in the case where the Gadol HaBayis goes along, so then he makes the people who are staying behind start later. And when the Gadol HaBayis stays behind, so not that he enables the people who went along to end their Avelus earlier. What it means is that the people on the trip, Kol's Manot the traveling, have to be noyeg the chumras of Avelus also. That's what Taisa says. That means normally we think that the people who are going along, so their Avelus didn't start yet, so they can still wear the shoes, or they got other things, whatever other Isur Avelus didn't start yet. So comes Taisa and says, no, they have the worst of both worlds. That means that they're noyeg 10 days of Shiva. That means they have to be noyeg the first 3 days of Shiva in deference to the Gadol HaBayis. Since the Gadol HaBayis is staying behind, and he's starting his Avelus, so the people who went along have to be noyeg his Avelus. On the other hand, they don't get the benefit of Hilchos Avelus, because Sof Kol Sof, they're not covered the mace yet, and Kol's Manot, there's no Kvura, since they're present at the Kvura, they can't start the Avelus delay. That's Taiz's Mechudish Tichapshah.
But then, should
should only be l'chomer because it's in deference to the Gola Bais.
Right, it's in deference to Gola Bais. Right. Only works. Right.
Conflicting with halacha.
Right. So Akobah, how do we pass on halacha in this whole story? So one can also assume that maybe this whole Gadol Habayis story doesn't work, because let's not forget the Bavli doesn't have it. Many Rishonim, the Ram doesn't even quote it Lagava here. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it Lalacha, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes the first version of it, namely that Gadol Habayis in this scenario only works the Chumash. Halacha L'maisa, what we assume is as follows, that if you would have such a situation where some of the relatives stay behind, some of the relatives go. So if there's no Gadol Habayis, it's not clear who the Gadol Habayis is, and then each people for themselves. So the people who stay behind start at Achzaras Panim. People who go along start at Kvura. If the Gadol Habayis goes along, so then since the Gadol Habayis has to wait the extra 2-3 days until he starts his Avela, so that's Mechai of the people who stayed behind to start their Avelas later as well. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. This is not so relevant, Lamaisa, because as we get to the real Sugi Gadol Habayis, everything changes as the Gadol Habayis himself returns. This is usually what happens with Manazeh. The Gadol Habayis goes on the trip and then comes back afterwards, so that's going to throw everything into a whole different ballgame. So we have to put that in hold for now. But if you just read what it says in Shulchan Aruch at this point, that would be the din. Assuming that there is a Gadol Habayis and the Gadol Habayis goes away and the Gadol Habayis does not come back, so then the din is that we pass on Shulchan Aruch that the people who stay behind would be mechuyev to put on hold their availers, would not be able to avail themselves of the kula of achzaras panim. So I'll call upon him again. So we have the din of achzaras panim. We have a machlekes. That's the Beferish Gemara. We have machlekes between the Bahag and the Ramban. Maybe machlekes in the Bahag and the Ramban about, are there any limitations in terms of achzaras panim? Does it apply only to derech rechayka? Does it apply even in that city? And then we have the Risham, which put threw the curveball at us, that the din of achzaras panim, as great as it sounds like, has a certain limitation, namely the Gadol Habayis may throw it off in terms of creating a chumra. Are there any other limitations on achzaras panim? Well, the Shulchan Aruch himself doesn't say that, but based on the way we pass him later on, that's true. Based on the Shach, the complicated Shach later on. Yeah. Rabbi Kivega on that Shulchan Aruch makes that point, so to look at the Shach later on. You saw Rabbi Kivega? Yeah, that's the... Yeah, he saves you the 100-line Shach. That's what it says in the end. So are there any other limitations on the din of achzaras panim? So there is a statement of the Rambam that the Gemara doesn't say, but the Rambam in describing the case of Gadol Habayis, achzaras panim, so the Rambam says that they send the makes off, the enem yodev, eni yadua masai yikbar, that you're not sure when the kvur is going to take place. So the question is, did the Rambam mean anything by this statement that you're not sure when the kvur is going to take place? So you can learn pshat, the Rambam is just telling you the mitzias, that's in fact the case. And in the days of the Gemara, they talk that there wasn't exactly lines of communication between Baghdad and Eretz Yisrael. I don't know how many lines of communication are either today. But they didn't know. So they didn't know exactly when the crew was going to be. So that's all the Rambam. The Rambam didn't mean any great halachic statement with that. Or maybe the Rambam did mean something very important with that. The Rambam wasn't just telling you Bubamites in the middle of a Mishnah Torah. He wasn't telling you just on the socioeconomic description of the basic forest in Eretz Yisrael. He's telling you halacha that the Rambam seems to be making a tonight, making a condition, and saying that the only time that the din of Achzaras Panim works is only if any other Masai covers. That's what the Bach seems to say. The Bach assumed, the Pashas and the Bach assumed, is that the Rambam is telling you that the only time this din applies is that you have the kul of Achzaras Panim. It's only if you're not sure when the is. So what's pshat in this? So the stump of the pshat is like this, that the real mechayv of Eilus Vila should be the kvur. That's where everything should be. Elohat. Leis Breyer, if you don't know when the kvur is, so when are you going to be knowing Avelus? At what point? What, in 6 months from now? When are you going to be knowing Avelus? So Akoch, you have to say that this was a kula that the Chumim gave you, that you're allowed to start the Avelus even a little bit earlier. And not like the Ramban saying exactly. The Ramban's Yisoid was that Achzaras Panim is really works Mikra Adin, that Achzaras Panim is Mamish Dalach equivalent of Nisayashim Lekavro. This pshat in the Rambam that the Bach seems to be saying is a different point altogether. It seems to be saying that we really don't like this idea of Achzaras Panim. It's a lousy thing, but it's a Shasar Chagodl. But the Shasar Chagodl is only if it's really Shasar Chag. But if there's any way for you to know when the Levaya was, so in a Chanami, then you have to follow what the time of the Kavura is, even if you're not going to the Kavura. That's where the Bach seems to be pshat in the Rambam. So Rav Moshe writes that he can't believe that's the right pshat in the Rambam. Rav Moshe says it can't be that this kula of Achzaras Panim is just a Shasar Chag Godel Dika kula. Why? Because he says, even though it's true in the olden days you didn't know exactly when the crew was going to be, but you had a ballpark range, you had some ideas, and you know how long it takes to travel from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't take 3 hours, it takes a couple of days. So Rav Moshe says that what right do the Avelim have to start to be Noeg Avelus now? It means now for sure, let's say Monday, they send them the mace off from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. So they know that Monday the mace didn't get there ready. They know that Tuesday didn't get there. They know that Wednesday didn't get there. So if the guys were driving fast, then they got there by Thursday. If the camel drivers weren't driving so fast, they took them until Friday. So you can have some kind of a range. You know a certain point where, I mean, even if you drive 150 miles to the Grand Canyon, you're not going to get there in 5 minutes. So well, maybe we'll... Well, maybe we'll prove that to be untrue, but I'll see too many smiles here. So I'll call upon him. Rav Moshe says, obviously, this is not just tam apsakula. There's something more to it than that. It's a din. The din is that achzaras panim is considered to be the beginning of the avelus. So in Cain says Rav Moshe, so why did the Rambam mislead us with this phrase of enim yadua masai kaver, if it doesn't really mean anything? So Rav Moshe says, no, it does mean something. The Rambam is using it as like a litmus test. Is it a makom karev or a makom rachok? Because remember, the same idea that we said from the Ramban, that the only time that it's considered to be that's the equivalent of nisyashim lekavra, that's only if the avelim aren't playing and going anymore. So how do you know? Where do you draw the line? What's called makom karev, makom rachok? That's what the Rambam is saying, is that if it's so far that it's not, you can't really figure out when the kavur is. If the basic verse is across the street, so I know exactly what it is when I see the hearse pulling into the basic verse. So I know in 10 minutes from now the kavur is going to be. Masha'enken, if it's so far away that I have really no way of knowing, before telephones, I have no way of knowing when the kavur is going to be. So that's an indication that it's already Nisyashim Lekavra. That's already a raya, that it's far enough to meet the criteria of Makom Racha. That's where Moshe's Pshat in the Lashon HaRambam is. So this Machloikis HaPoiskim, those who want to decide like the Bach, that the Chazaras Panim only applies when you don't know when the Kavura is, in contrast to Rav Moshe and others who said that the Rambam was really Lav Dafka. The Rambam was just using it, either the Rambam was totally Lav Dafka, or the Rambam was using it as a shear to determine whether it's called Nisya Shirum or the Kavura or not. This is a tremendous Dafka. I mean, this is a major, major Shalab, is Manazev. It's nice and Mechol Yoyim. You have relatives, let's say a person is Nifter in New York, and living out the good labayis issues with the health, and the no good labayis, let's say, no one's going along, whatever the person's going along, not the good labayis. So the people who stay behind are escort the mace to the airport. Then the mace is put onto the plane, and they turn around, they go back home. So when does the avelus start? So if you hold like the Bach, the avelus does not start yet. The avelum is still in limbo until the kvura. Why? Because tomorrow, though, someone will be standing at the kvura with a cell phone. They'll be listening to the entire hesped. They'll be hearing everything, and they'll know to the split second exactly when the kvura is. So if you take the Rambam's lashon literally, like the Bach said, so then the avelum are not permitted to start avelus now. They have to wait until tomorrow. And can you say like Rav Moshe, that the Rambam's Eni Adua Masai cover was just a description of Makom Racha? Here, this is Ein Lecha Makom Racha Gadol Mizeh. It's an Eretz Yisrael. The last plane that the plane that they would have gone on, if they would have gone just left with the mace, they turned around, they're back home, they don't have a ticket, they don't have a passport, they're not going anywhere. So that's Ein Lecha Nisyashim Lecover Gadol Mizeh. So the fact that modern technology has enabled the Avelim to find out when the moment of the Kfur is, so big deal. That's totally irrelevant, Lahalacha. So this was a major machlek is a paiskim. This is still an unresolved machlek is a paiskim. There are some who side with the Bach. There are some who sided with the Bach and said that Bisman Azeh, the whole din of Achzaras Panim just got thrown out the window. And others followed Rav Moshe. I think that in America, we generally follow Rav Moshe. No, I think that's...
Start at the airport,
right? I think that's the minhag olam in America, is to assume like Rav Moshe that once you're echziru paneiim from the airport, that's considered to be the tchilas avelus, and that's going to affect the avelum will come back also based on what we spoke about. We'll get to the end of Gadol Habayis later on at the end of the week, hopefully. So we assume halach, I think like Rav Moshe that eni yadua masa yikaver is not the end all. That's just a way of describing what's considered to be a makom rachik.
According to the Nei Baruch's understanding of Rav Moshe, it's because since it's in the Tom, so he has more of his mind more on it. So how would that follow?
Why?
Because just like Bayaninus, so you have a phone, so your mind's on it until the burial.
Nah, I don't know if
that's the story of Rav Moshe.
That's Rav Moshe, I thought the svara is that that's more makom rachak. It means if you don't know where it is, that's just a way of saying that you're not going.
What difference does it make? Regardless, he's not going. What's the difference between karav or rachak?
We're starting with the pshat, is he can change his mind. It means if he knows when the levi is, it means he knows exactly when it is, and even though he's not planning on going, but he can change his mind.
I forget where I saw that this year is 3 days. I'm one of the nice
kids. Yeah. I don't know. What does Ramesh's lashon? Like I say? I don't know. What does Ramesh say? He's quoting this Dagum Avava, this idea of Nisya Hashem Lekavro. Belgium, Makom Rochik Tuva. I don't know. I don't know. Lefini is right. That's what I think the Pshan Ramesh is.
So what?
No, there is a Din of Yashim Lekov, but I don't think he's applying it over here. Because here there is a body. This Yashim Lekov means there's no body. Right, there's no body, right. This Yashim Lekov, the original Din of Yashim Lekov is when there's no body. It means the gate up, literally, the Kentu Akvura. The Ramban gave that mush, right? Wasn't that the Ramban's Lashon? No, did I make that up? No, raise masking. Okay. The Ramban gave that Lashon that this Yashim Lekov is the equivalent of Akhtar's Panim. So if the Ramban's right, so everything is revolving around that. So that's what I think the same story is. That's the same basic you said. Ramesh is saying that the plane just took off. So you're not taking the next plane is not for another 6 hours. You're not gonna get another plane that's gonna make it to this Levaya. So for the fact that you didn't go with the plane that you should have gone on with, or with all the other relatives who went on, so the Ein Lachanis Yashim Lekov Gadol Mizeh. I think so. Yeah. That's what I think. Assuming the Bach said that. So it's usually assumed that the Bach said it. But someone wanted to reread into the Bach something else also. There is another major machlekes apoyskim within this din of achzaras panim, which is really a running machlekes going back to Valojin. This is the famous machlekes between the Netziv and his son-in-law Val Shapira, who was also what was his other claim to fame besides being the Netziv son-in-law? He was also, besides being the co Rosh Yeshiva in Valojin, he was Reb Chaim's father-in-law, right? Reb Chaim married, I think, Reb Chaim's wife, was his daughter. Okay. So the Netziv discussed in his tshuva and Meshav Dov the following very critical shaila. So let's say you have the following situation. Let's say a person passes away in Eretz Yisrael, and a relative in New York, let's say an elderly person, they're not going to be able to go to Levaya. They have absolutely no plans whatsoever of going to the Levaya. So what happens exactly? When exactly does the Avela start? So the Netziv says the Avela starts at the time of Kvura. He says, what other point do you want the Avelos to start from? There's no Achzaras Panim, and there's no and there's nothing else. There's no Zash B'Kav. What is there? There's absolutely nothing. So Al-Kurchuk, the Levi, is gonna, the Avelos is going to start at the time of Kvura. So Rabbi Fal Shapira, his son-in-law, disagreed, and he said, no, that's considered to be the equivalent of Achzaras Panim. He says, what does Achzaras Panim mean? Achzaras Panim means that you're not doing anything anymore. It means you turn back and you're over. So what, you need an official form of Achzaras Panim? You have to stand forward and turn around and go backwards? So says Rabbi Fulm, no, that as long as you have a situation where there's absolutely nothing that you're planning on doing anymore. Quick, so that's funny. Turn around. Okay. Says Rabbi Fulm, as soon as you've reached a point that you're doing absolutely nothing, so my nafkamina, whether you went to the airport or you didn't go to the airport, that's also the halakha equivalent of achzaras panim. So the avela starts right then and there. So what exactly is the nekudas amachlekes between the Netziv and Rabbi Fulm? What exactly is going on? So it appears that the Netziv is learning as follows. The Netziv is learning that basically you have to have kvura. That's the real mechayev of avelus. Anything short of kvura really doesn't set avelus into motion. Elawa, sometimes you have situations where you don't have real kvura, where you did a substitute for kvura. So let's say nisyashim lekavro. So you were looking for the body, looking, you reached a point where you can't find a body. So you did your best. So that's up you did, like ke'ilu there was a kvura took place. Or let's say you're burying the mace in Eretz Yisrael and you're in Bavel, so you dress the mace. Tachrichim, you did a tari, put it into the aron, you fall in the wagon until you get to the outskirts of town, then you can't go anymore. It's not shaykh for you to travel in Eretz Yisrael. So that's considered to be, you did your share of kvura. You did kvura. The Krovim never do the whole kvura. They start, they throw a little bit of dirt on, then everybody else does the kvura. So the Krovim never finish the job. So as soon as the Krovim do their share in kvura, they finish what they're going to do. So that's considered kino, they did the kvura already. So that's what the Netziv seems to be learning. That kozman, that you started off the kvura and then you stopped, that's called achzaras panim. Mashenkin over here, you did nothing. There was absolutely nothing that was done. So that's what the Netziv seems to say. That it's not shayach to have a tchalos avelos. You need a kvura to set the avelos into motion. Here there was nothing. There was no kvura. There was no equivalent to kvura. There was zero. So a korchak, the avelim was stuck in New York. I have to wait to get the word that when the actual kvura took place. Mashenkin, Rebbe Fall seems to be learning a whole different var. Rebbe Fall seems to be learning that really Misa should start the ball rolling. A person died, so there should be a chayav avelos. Elawat. There's a problem. You can't start Avelos yet because you have Aninus sitting in your way, and Aninus and Avelos are steers to one another. Why that should be, maybe we'll get to a little bit later. So Kozman, that you're an Onain, so then it's not Shayach for you really to start Avelos. But let's say you're not really a no-name because there's nothing for you to do anyway. You're in New York. The Levi is in Eretz Yisrael. There's absolutely zero for you to do. So, says Rabbi Fol. So, by default, you're considered to be. That's like the equivalent of Achzaras Panim. So, Rabbi Fol says you don't need Achzaras Panim to be like an official Kvura, Aschalas HaKvura, in order to start the Avelos. It's good enough just by the mere fact that you're the Misa took place and there's nothing which is preventing you. So, the Aloch is that you start your Avelos right away. How do we paskin the Aloch in this Machlekes? This is a major Machlekes. So who knows the end of the story in Europe? There was some wild end of the story that when the Nitziv was Nifter, so the Shaila happened, and then they had to decide. So Rabbi Fol was the Rashi Benech, he took over his father-in-law. So what was the story? So he passed. Yeah, so what happened? What was it? Right, the Nitziv died. Right, the Nitziv died in Warsaw, and the question was the relatives who were in Volozhin. So what were they supposed to do exactly? Were they supposed to, according to the Psak of the Nitziv, so then they were supposed to wait until the Kvura was over. According to the Psak of Rebbe Fol, they were supposed to start their Avelos right away. So what did they do? What? They started like Rebbe Fol. I think so, yeah. I think Rebbe Fol. He was the one who was, Ein lecha shofet, Allah should be amecha. No, that's what it says. You have to follow the Rav. Even though it's very strange to paskin against the mace. I don't know. It's a very strange. There was a Mishnah Dikah story. It's written up somewhere about this. Right? Let's go. I think in Ishim Beshitas, I think Rav Zevin, I think has the story written up. I forgot already where I read it. Anyway, you have to check. Really? Really? Wow, he's also buried in Warsaw. Well. Wow. Anyway, I don't know. So how should we pass in Lalacha? So Rav Moshe assumes that they were parched like Rav Fol. He assumed that in that shuv about the story about the Levi in Belgium. So right, that was what Rav Moshe writes, that the Avelim who are staying behind in New York were absolutely not planning on going, so she really should start their Avelis right away. As I say, Rav Henkin held that way also. So the Gedolim of America, who are Kaveh, the Minhagim in America, Rav Moshe and Rav Henkin both agreed. So I think Mustam in America should follow that Psach. Some of the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael didn't like this. Shlomo Zalman didn't like this. Shlomo Zalman thought that the Ikur didn't like the Nitziv. Shlomo Zalman said, it's like against the Rishonim. The Rabbi Fol Volozhin is against the Rishonim because they're against the Sugah that we spoke about last week. The whole Machlekes have been a Tam in the Rush.
Yeah. It's
against even more, says Rabbi Fol. He doesn't understand. Wasn't this the case that the Rosh was talking about? Remember the Rosh that we said last week, that the Rosh disagreed with Rabbi Natam, and Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is like the Rosh, that the Rosh says that even if you're in another city, what was the case of Rabbi Natam? The Rabbi Natam, the Rosh held that Rabbi Natam was wrong. The Rosh said that Rabbi Natam should have been knowing Aninas at that point, even though he was in another city. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, I don't understand. According to Rabbi Fol, what are they talking about being knowing Aninas? He started Avelos already. He said, you can't have both. You can't be an Aninas and all at the same time. That's like Chik V'Liyav. The Gemara never says that, but that's like assumed to be a steer in Minei Obey. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, he doesn't understand. According to the Psak of Rabbi Fol, there's... Why did the Rosh say that the guy is still an Onain? He should have already been an Ovel. So Lechaira, you have to say that according to Rabbi Fol, no, that Rabbi Natan was planning on going to the Levaya. The only time that Rabbi Fol said that the Avelus starts right away, that's when he's not planning on going anywhere. Like in the case of Rabbi Moshe, when he's in Belgium, I'm sorry, the Levaya is in Belgium, he's in America, he's not going anywhere. So then and only then did Rabbi Fol say that the Avelus starts right there and there. But if the guy's planning on going, that's ridiculous. I mean, no one would ever say such a crazy thing, that the Avelus starts now. So that was the Machlekes to Rosh Rabbi Natan. In a situation where right now Rabbi Natan was in another city, and he's planning a few hours to leave, to go to the Levaisi. In those days, people didn't live so far from one another. If one of Shachar was such a far thing, Rabbi Natan wouldn't have heard about it, about the death for another 6 years. So obviously, it means it was the next town over. So it was a couple of minutes away. So Rabbi Natan said, "But I'm not going to the Levai. When I get to Levai, so then I'll be an Einin. But right now, I'm not an Einin." So Lachora, this Machlekes Rabbi Natan and the Rosh has nothing to do with the Machlekes Rabbi Fol and the Nitziv. The Nitziv and Rabbi Fol are only talking about Bechiyah Gavna, that the Ovel's not going to plan and go. So I don't know. What do they tell people here? Like Ramesha, yeah, like Ramesha, straight, like, that the Avela starts in such a situation where the Avela and Mamash not gonna, or the Chlal not gonna go, they have no intention of going whatsoever. So then Chanami, then Taka the Avela begins right now. Start right away. She decides she's not going right away. Somebody asked me last year, Shaila, that they were going to go to Levaya where the person was Nifter in Eretz Yisrael on a Friday, and they were going to, which is bizarre in Eretz Yisrael, they were going to push her off the kavura until Sunday, and they were trying to wait for whatever the story was, and this relative was planning to get to Levaya, but he wasn't even sure he was going to make it, because they weren't going to push it off like past Sunday or something. So he was attempting to get to Levaya in time. So now what is he? So if he would tell me mitchila that he knows that he's not going to get to Eretz Yisrael, he wants to chiv with the rest of the family, but he knows he's not going to make it to the rest of the Levaya. So maybe you can argue that's like Rebbe Fall also. That means that the fact that he's going on a trip to Eretz Yisrael in 3 days from now, what does that have to do with anything? If self goes off, he's in another city and he's absolutely no intention of getting to Levaya on time. So then, Lechari, you have to, if you pass like Rebbe Moshe, so you have to pass that he's Mamisha Avonav. So then you have to talk about the issue, you're allowed to travel to go sit shiva with other members of the family. So that maybe that is Mutter. And we'll talk about that when we get to the issue of leaving the house. So that was a strange twist to this Shaila. In the end, I think the impression that I got was is that he was really honest to goodness planning to get there in time. So I thought, Mestama, that you can't say Nishashim Makovro. He's trying to get there. He's on the way to get there. So in this case, I told him that he should not assume that he's allowed to start Avelus yet. So. There is one last small sugya I wanted to a couple of minutes, and that's according to my tape is 55 minutes only, so I have another 5 minutes left. So the din of Nisyashu Mekavro, which we've been referring to, which appears in Maseches Machos in a few different scenarios about all the tragedies of the body was lost at sea, or the Garu Listim and Chayas, all the terrible scenarios of Nisyashu Mekavro. So the din is that the Avelus starts at that point of Nisyashu Mekavro. So there was a major machlekes between the Gaonim and the Rishonim, had a little shot. The Ramban quotes from Rav Shurigon and Rav Haigon. Rav Shurigon happened to have been Rav Haigon's father. It was a little Jewish history. So Rav Shurigon lived very long. He lived till 100. So Rav Haigon only became the Rashi at the age of 70. But then he lived also, I think, till like very long also. So they had good genes in that family. So Rav Shurigon and Rav Haigon both came to the same conclusion that this statement of Maseches Machos that Nisyashim Lekavro is what's kaveya the Avelus, that's what starts off the Avelus, say these Gaonim, that's only true if you're not really sure that the person died. That means there's a rumor flying around that the person died. You don't really have any absolute ironclad evidence that the person's dead. So Kozman, you're looking around for the body, so that means Kozman is a rescue still. You see, you think it's a chance, maybe the person's still alive, you don't even know. Once you get to the point, say, listen, it's all over, we're not going to find the body anymore, the person's for sure dead, so then it's Yashim Lekavro, that sets in the Avelus. But, says Rav Haigon, Rav Shurigon, what's the din if you know for a fact the guy died, you have no suffix whatsoever the person died, you just don't have the body yet, and you're still looking for the body. So these Gaonim say, so you start the Avelus right away. You don't need a body to start the Avelus, you can start the Avelus right at the very beginning. And all the Rishayim disagree with this. All the Rishayim say, no, that this din of the Maseches Machos is whether you know the person's dead, you don't know the person's dead, whatever it is, calls man, you don't have Nisyashim Lekavro, so either you need real Kvura or you need the Lach equivalent, which is Nisyashim Lekavro. That's what we assume the Halacha, that even though you know for a fact the person is dead, calls man, you're still looking for the body, so then the Avelus doesn't begin. There is a statement of the Baal HaItur, which is quoted la halacha. It's not even 100% clear what exactly Baal HaItur said, but the way it's Baal HaItur made the following comment: that sometimes you have a situation where a person apparently died, but you're not 1,000% sure the person's died. What does that mean? It means it hasn't met the criteria in terms of Hukos Agunas. We know that the last two prakim, some who was in the kol, and was in the kol last year when they learned these sugyas in Yevamos. No. Kol you learned it?
Yeah.
Oh, wasn't regular Kol? Oh, it was just Kol Kol. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
Kol Tachton here. Okay. The last two Prakim in Yevamos talk about very, very nitty gritty things about what's considered to be identifying their bodies and what's considered to be a riot that the person died. So who would have ever thought that the year that the Kalalian chose to learn it would be the year of the World Trade Center? These are sugyas that no one really has learned for, the Gedolei Olam have learned them, but I'm saying most of us don't deal with the shilas. And then about a week after the Zman started, so then September 11th happened. So they spent the rest of the year basically being down on all the details of those shilas. So so sometimes you have a situation where we think the person's probably dead. There's a very good rove that the person's dead. We're not 100% sure. So that's what we're going to use the term now, with the term that the Gemara uses of mayim sheyesh lemsof. You have a situation where mayim sheyesh lemsof. Mayim sheyesh lemsof. Mayim sheyesh lemsof means that, let's say, a person apparently drowned, about to get lost at sea, but you can't really see the end of the water. So it could be that maybe the person's a good swimmer, maybe he swam up on the other side. I don't think he swam all the way to Europe, but maybe from here all the way to Japan, the Pacific. But he got down the beach somewhere, and you can't really see. If the person drowns in a lake, so then you look around, you see he's not coming up. So if the person fell into the water and he's not coming up, and if an hour passes, so then the guy drowned. You can't see the end. So that's a very serious problem. So the Gemara says that even though there's a gevaldika rov, the person probably did drown, probably didn't survive, since there's a chance that he survived, so eimasinas ishta, that's not sufficient ground to permit his wife to remarry. So the Bala Iter says that since there's a halacha of a person drowns in mayim she'inlam sof, you can't be matir his wife, so therefore you're not mistabel for the person either. So the question is, what exactly does that mean? So what many Acharonim assumed what that means, the Shach went along with this, the other Gedolei Acharonim went along with this, what it means is as follows, is that really Mikra Adin should follow Rov, whatever the odds are, the person's dead, so Mustabi, you can be Misabel, you're not looking for the body anymore, so Mustabi, there should be Avelos. But why? It's going to be a terrible Mikshol if you're going to be Noeg Avelos. Why? Because if you're going to be Noeg Avelos in a situation where the Halacha doesn't permit his wife to remarry, what's going to happen? Everyone's going to think that, well, if all the relatives are being Noeg Avelos, so then it must be that the rabbis decided the person's really dead, then his wife will remarry Shalikadin, and the halacha says that she's not allowed to remarry just based on the principle of Mayim She'in Lemsof. So these Acharonim are learning, it was like a gzeira. The Gemara doesn't have this gzeira, it's like gzeira that the Bala Iter made it. The Rishonim, the Goyim, they instituted this idea that even though Mikra Din, you really should be Noeg Avelos, but Af HaBichein, we're not going to let you be Noeg Avelos because of the potential mikshol that it may lead to. If that's the pshat, so then you have to be done on the details of this gzeira, namely maybe this only applies if the guy's married. Let's say the guy's a single guy, so what's going to happen? So some Acharonim said, nope. That's a chayk v'layav. It's a gzera l'gzera. That if you we don't want any cases of anybody being noeg avelos until it's been proven beyond the shadow of a doubt api halacha that the person's really dead. Even though this particular person is not married, afal bichein, it'll lead to a michel in a similar type of a scenario. That's what some acharonim say. So then other acharonim say it's not true that you don't have to make such gzeras on top of gzeras. Only if the guy's married. Then you have further shadow of the poskim say, does this whole thing apply b'zman hazeh? Because b'zman hazeh, before we're matrid, ishi to get married, we have such a deal with letters of those where anyone who was involved in the World Trade Center, they put up a whole Beis Yitzhak, the whole Kol Tzvi, whatever it was. It means you have diunim and diunim, you have Piskei Halacha, that the Rabbanu spent so much time being mefarsim, the Psakim. So someone's going to make a mistake to think that just because we were Noeg Avelos, so therefore they were Matar, his wife, where's the letter from Beis Din? Where's the Psak Beis Din? So some poskim can say maybe the whole thing doesn't apply b'zman hazeh. But this is all assuming that was the nature of this statement of the Bala Iter, that the Ikra Din, you really should be Noeg Avelos, but Af HaBichein, we're not going to let you be Noeg Avelos because of the potential Mikshal.
One case where before they had the headset remarried, they allowed her to know the baby. So they met with the psychologist, and the psychologist felt she was going to miscarry the baby.
Really? Wow. Okay. Because again, this whole thing is a little shaky. We're not sure. We're not even sure if that's what the Bala Iter said altogether. And the whole thing is maybe it doesn't apply as much as that. Some posts can say maybe it doesn't apply as much as that. Really?
One of the cases of 9/11.
Really? Really?
The
really?
But single people, they could be knowing the baby. Married men, they had to wait.
Yeah.
What?
A woman. Yes, so the post can say that depends if you say this gzera l'gzera business or not. These are svaras and echorim. It's hard to, you can't pinpoint anything because the whole thing doesn't appear in the Gemara. So the Mishkanes Yaakov has a tshuva where he claims that everybody misunderstood what was going on exactly. The Mishkanes Yaakov says that he thinks that there was a fundamental machlekes harishonim here about what kind of an edus you need in order to be noeg avelos. He claims that some rishonim said that you need the type of edus to be matar womanly nose. And short of that, there's no avelos mikra adin. And other rishonim claim, he's with Mishnah Shaka claims that no, that you don't need that. There never was such a gezeira. The gezeira doesn't appear in the Gemara. If the other Mishnah didn't have, there's no such a gezeira. That you follow whatever the raiv is. If there's a gevaldika chance that the person has already died, there's no body, and you're not looking for the body anymore, finished, so then it can be noeg avelos. So Mishnah Shaka throws a monkey wrench into this whole thing. But I think it's usually assumed not that way. It's usually assumed, like the Shach says, like most of the post community seem to assume that Me'ikra Din, you're really supposed to be noeg avelos in all these cases, but our hands are tied because of the, you don't want to get into a mikshol in terms of ish. So then you have a detailed question: does it really apply for b'zman hazeh? Does it apply for women? Does it apply for single men? So as Rabbi Weil reported us, I think that's what the psak was in after September 11th. That at least for the people who were married, so they follow what it says in the shach, that they held off in terms of the avelos until they were machriya that the person was a pidin, considered to be sufficiently convinced that the person is dead. And therefore, we can give an official psak to be matter his wife. And once you matter his wife, so then you can go ahead and be noeg avelos.